With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you had a 23andMe scandal?
No, I haven't.
So I was scrolling through Facebook yesterday and I saw this article that was posted, and it's this guy who was adopted and he wanted to find out more about his family. So he did the genetic testing.
Right.
It came back his wife is his cousin.
Whoa!
Which that's earth shattering. That's shaking. Like, that's something that, you know, you would never see coming.
You weren't expecting, you know, maybe you have that fringe relative you've never met, or, you know, somebody that lives 3,000 miles away that you might want to meet someday. But
secret siblings,
not your wife.
Maybe an aunt. Yeah.
Or husband.
Yeah. And so, like, at that point, you know, what do you do? I'm going to be honest. This is so bad. I've been with Boo Bear for 7 years, and I'd be like, how distantly are we cousins?
Are we like first cousins? Are like, we like fifth, sixth, seventh? Do we even count as cousins?
We'll stop having children at this point, you know, but like, I don't want to start online dating again. But that's the thing. When you take these genetic tests, like when you go to submit it, it has like a little warning thing that's like, warning, you may learn something about your family you did not want to know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like it warns you like, hey, one, we're not liable.
Yeah.
If this results in some crazy mayhem. But second, like, it might be better to just not know.
Yeah.
But I think you should know. I think it's really good to unearth some, like, dark secrets out of your family.
See, I'm kind of scared to take those tests.
Yeah?
Mostly because the feds don't need any more information about me.
Record. There's somebody I know, and she doesn't have a good relationship with her brother, and he messages her occasionally and asks her to stop making her genetic results public.
Yeah.
Because they can actually link you, if you're a sibling, to a crime off of her DNA.
Oh, wow.
And he basically said, if I have any more, I'm going to be a habitual felon. So I can't have this. So we want to know, what have you had happen from genetic testing? 503-733-5505. 5105.
A few years ago, I did ancestry DNA and thought nothing else of it. And a year ago, this lady contacted me asking about my grandfather. And turns out she is my dad's half sister. So we like matched up.
Oh, wow.
Like, weird thing is, my dad had passed away 6 months prior to this lady contacting me.
Oh, and was she trying to make contact with him?
Well, she just was asking me about my grandfather and, you know, how I was related to him. And it was like my dad was reaching out to me. She even kind of like looked like my dad a little bit. So it was just like really weird, you know, really just like out of nowhere, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? Family, it's always cool to get extra family. And then even though they didn't, you know, necessarily know each other, I bet you they probably still have some of the same quirks and mannerisms that just somehow genetically got passed on.
We're, you know, friends on Facebook. She messages me quite a bit.
I took a 23andMe and I was honestly expecting to unlock some family secrets. I was just assuming that somebody had a secret family somewhere.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen. But there's still time. I put myself on that registry. So I'm sure someone will come out of the woodwork soon.
Somebody may not have taken the DNA test yet.
Once they do, I'm there, ready and waiting to meet my new siblings.
From what I understand, my dad's father was quite a ladies' man.
Yeah. Typical dude.
Hey, I'm not a ladies' man at all.
Well, that's not because you don't want to be one. It's just because you have other things working against you. We do super appreciate you.
I love you guys. I love your Facebook posts and stuff.
Thank you. Well, have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
I don't know if I resent that. It's a little too early to pass judgment on me.
So I took the ancestry test about 2 years ago, and these people kept popping up that said I was somehow related to them. Turns out I've got four aunts I never knew about.
Oh,
that's a lot.
Now, what exactly happened?
So apparently my grandmother on my mom's side had a baby before she married my grandfather and had their kids and gave her up for adoption. And then on my dad's side, apparently his dad, who we never knew, was just
one of those men in the 60s during Vietnam and had about 5 children.
Wow. So it's on both sides of your family, you had secret like family members.
Oh, yeah. It was really traumatic finding all that.
So you get the numbers up at the reunion, I guess.
Now, are you like in a good place with this now, or are you still kind of freaked out by like the fact that like when you were younger, everything you knew was kind of a lie?
I mean, I'm cool with it now. I'm actually pretty close with 2 of the 5. So I'd say I'm doing pretty good. My mom's in contact with her half sister now. My grandma still denies it. And she says that you never really know what people want from you, because I'm pretty sure she's convinced she just wants money. And I'm like, this woman's 52. She wants nothing from you.
Yeah. That and like the genetic test, that's not going to lie. Like it's going to match up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing, all the stuff and the secrets that can just come tumbling out years later.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And it's amazing, like, when you were a kid, like, how you might not have noticed things. Like, I had this one aunt that I thought was tons of fun, and then it wasn't until I was, like, 22, everyone's like, Liz, she's on drugs. And I was like, oh! Well, that's why she's a party! Well, thank you so much for calling and sharing. We super appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Y'all have a good one.
We all have that one relative.
I have several, but it's totally fun. I love and embrace them for who they are.
I thought that I was Czechoslovakian and was always raised in a Czech house. We did pierogies and polka, et cetera, et cetera. My sweet daughter decided that she would give me a test for Christmas 2 years ago. I literally was in shock because I should have seen Czech, Polish, Russian, something. And there was nothing. Nothing. Oh. A lot of Italian.
Well, welcome to the club.
Now, is it because your family wasn't sure of their heritage, or is it that you have new bonus family now?
Yes, I have bonus. My family doesn't know that I did this. I wanted to know who I was. So I went in and did a lot of research and hired a genealogist and went to classes and learned and found my family.
Well, good for you. And you traded in the pierogies for raviolis?
It's so funny. I always knew something was odd, but it was shocking to not be Czechoslovakian.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. We super appreciate it.
You are so welcome, Liz. Thank you for doing this, because it helps people. I hope it helps people when they talk about it.
Man, the airwaves are heating up this morning with these calls.
Yeah, it's because it's 91 degrees outside. It's
91 degrees in the...
So I have had 23andMe for like probably 5 years. But a couple years ago, so there's like two parts. There's the DNA part for health, and then they have one for family. And you have to like click the thing to say like, you could find out stuff you didn't want to know about your family. It didn't show anything for like a really long time. And then I got an email one day from 23andMe that somebody had sent. And it was like, hi, I've never met my father, and it shows that we're first cousins.
Oh.
I was like, oh, whatever. I know my family, you know, we know everybody who's in it, so it must be a mistake. And on the like breakdown of people you're related to, it usually says something like 2% DNA match, you know. And so I went on there and I messaged her back and I was like, hey, so, you know, do you know who your father is? Like what his name is? And then in the meantime, I look at the match and it is 25% DNA match or something like that. Like,
who did her father turn out to be?
My dad's brother.
Whoa. Oh, your uncle. Did he know that she existed, or is this a shock to everybody?
So he knew, which was like hard for me to like digest. Anyway, he had never met her, and this is, you know, seen each other, gone to visit each other. They're on opposite coasts. My grandmother knows and he's met her and loves her. And
was your uncle the only one that knew about her in your family?
So my dad also knew.
Ooh. Scandal.
Yeah.
I just want to know, you know? This is fascinating.
Yeah, no, it was unexpected.
We super appreciate you calling in. And hey, extra family is always fun. Congratulations on a new cousin.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm excited.
I kind of want to do one of these to get some new family members so I can start replacing the ones I have.
About a year ago, my mom got a message on Facebook
from someone who lived across the country, and she said, we have a common relative. Can we connect? Not that weird, but the common relative was my grandfather, her dad.
Ooh. Oh, so this is like a secret sibling, secret aunt.
Yeah, from a one-night stand. My grandfather didn't remember the encounter, but does acknowledge her. She looks like us. She's a wonderful person. It was just a shock, of course.
Well, yeah, but that's awesome. You guys were able to connect and have a relationship now.
Yeah, my mom is actually close with her. This woman has children of her own who are great people. It's been a journey, but it actually has turned out great.
I guess your new aunt's mom, did she know who the dad was, or just not at all until this genetic testing happened?
She did know, but she raised this woman to believe that her husband was her father.
Oh, that's even more.
Yeah, and it wasn't until after both her parents passed that she did the test.
Wow.
And then she had nowhere to go for answers except for these people on Facebook who was my mom.
Wow.
That's
Does she come to Thanksgiving now?
She spent the weekend a few weeks ago with my parents.
Okay.
Oh, very cool.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. And my mom's gone to visit her and meet her family. And I don't see any big family reunions in our future, but we're definitely getting to know each other.
Is it super awkward? Because you're like, you're a stranger, but we're really related.
We knew our grandfather wasn't the most faithful man, so it wasn't a huge shock.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty awkward if you ever come to one of my family get-togethers. They're not even strangers, and I don't want to be in the same room as them.
I don't think I want to meet your family. You're enough. You're all I can handle, Mike.
So I had taken the test, I don't know, it's been several years now, and I had done 23andMe, and they send you emails every once in a while saying, hey, you've got new genetic family members. And I usually ignore those emails, but for some reason, I was like, okay, and so I logged on and I saw that I had a new relative that was listed as like a first cousin and pretty highly rated. And I was like, I don't know who this person is. So I reached out to the person and I was like, hey, we've got a really high connection. Do you know how we're related? And she was like, oh, it's probably my biological father. And she says her father's name. And I was like, oh, that's my uncle, and he's only got one daughter.
Oh.
Not you.
Oh.
So did he have, like, a secret family, or what happened?
So I contacted my mom, because I was like, I don't know what to do. Did I just find something that nobody knows about? And my mom thought it was one situation where it was, like, back and forth, yes, it's yours, no, it's not, sort of situation.
Oh.
So it was all just this huge secret. Nobody knew about it. I found out because I had gone over to my grandma's house, which was her mom's house, her mom's grandmother, her mom, and one of her aunts was like, hey, you just missed your sister. And she went, what?
What? Everybody knew? Like, the grandma was in on it?
The grandmother used to babysit.
Oh, wow.
Her half-sister, who wasn't even related to the grandmother.
Jeez. Well, this secret should have tumbled out a lot quicker than it did. Apparently, everybody knew about it except for you.
I don't think anyone else in my family knew about it, because it was really hush-hush.
Oh, man.
But we've all kind of reconnected us.
Well, family's family, so that's really exciting to have somebody new.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So. Well, thank you so much for calling in this morning. We super appreciate you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Man, I feel like we're hosting a daytime talk show.
Right?
I found out about siblings when I was 14, but it wasn't because of genetic testing.
How'd you find out?
A cousin of mine told me years after I found out that my dad had been married. And I was a freshman in high school the first time I met my brother. And then I still haven't met my sister, but we're in contact.
So the rest of your family knows who your other siblings are? They just didn't tell you?
Yeah.
Man. Oh, wow.
Now, were your parents together at this point, or were they not together?
No, they weren't. So my dad had been with two women prior at different times, and it didn't work out. And he had kids with them both, so I'm a brother and a sister. And then he met my mom later on, and she was really hesitant, and the family didn't really want her to marry him because he had left two other kids behind. And then years later, they only told me because my brother had a Bible from my grandfather and contacted us. And so it's really fun now that I have siblings But I went 14 years thinking I was an only child.
Oh.
Well, it's kind of like one of those like books you read when you're a kid. You find out you've always had siblings, right? And you can like go on adventures together.
I've always thought I had more siblings than I do.
You might.
I might.
You never know. These secrets
run deep. Yeah, well, I always wanted older siblings. And I was like, that's never going to happen. And then I found out I had two.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, what's your name?
My name's Emily.
Emily, thank you so much for calling and have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
I'm considering doing this, but I just don't want the feds to have any more, you know, DNA evidence on me.
You probably shouldn't.
We have a lot of people in our family to begin with. My mom is the seventh oldest of like 30 kids. And so we did that Ancestry.com thing. And we found a few new cousins, and one of the cousins turns out that his mom, one time the eye doctor place called my grandma's house telling my grandma that my aunt's glasses or her daughter's glasses were ready. Turns out it wasn't one of her daughters, and this cousin that we just found, his mother.
Oh. Now, so who was the one that had, I guess, a cousin for you that you didn't know about? Was it like an aunt or an uncle?
It's an aunt. So my grandpa has quite a few children. He had like five kids before he got together with my grandma and then left my grandma when she was 8 months pregnant with her eighth child and went on to have several more children.
Wow.
I have aunts and uncles that are younger than me and I'm in my mid-40s.
Wow.
He was out there and active.
So you didn't even know that there were so many people in your family. Wow.
We know that there's a lot, but we have found more. And what's funny is, I guess it's repeating history in a way, because I'm the oldest of seven, and my baby sister is 5 years younger than my kid.
Wow. And isn't it crazy sometimes when you stop and think about it? So your grandpa had like 30 kids, and those 30 kids went on to have kids, have kids. So it's like one person, like, brought 100 people into this world,
day,
ultimately.
He established half the state of Oregon.
Yeah.
But this wasn't even in Oregon. This was in the Midwest, in Illinois.
Oh, wow.
So he established Illinois.
Yes, he did, which is probably why Mom moved us here to Oregon.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us. We super appreciate it, and we appreciate you listening, and we hope you have a great day.
You're welcome. Bye.
Man, that guy is life goal.
What? I mean, okay, sure. We've been talking about genetic testing and like finding out secrets about your family. Because this one guy, he was adopted, took a 23andMe, found out that his wife is his cousin.
That is not life goals.
And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.